50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We're joined by Tyler Kennedy. Brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Sean, it would be very ignorant of myself if I did not include you in this conversation to ask TK a question.
Well, thank you, Austin. You're a wonderful man. So, TK, earlier this week when I was with Austin, I brought up the story to him about recently Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl jumping in what looked to be a beer hockey league game. Maybe it was even just a pickup game. Did you ever crash someone's game? Just get out there where you're playing against guys who are clearly not skilled hockey players and just have fun with it?
Yeah. Well, in the summers, everyone's like, you're kind of like thriving for competitive hockey. So you want to, like, some of those upper levels of men's league, it's pretty good. You get a good little sweat. Guys obviously are going so hard against you. Back home, we used to have like an NHL skate, but I never really played those like men's league. And then when I started dating my wife, I used to play at Ice Castle. Tyler Mirovich used to have this like pro skate with all the pro guys, Trocheck, Miller, all these guys would skate, and they were really good games, but they also had some of these guys that were fill-ins. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And this is when I had a wife and my daughter. And I'm like, hey, we're in the championship game and everyone's playing hard. And then like this like duster, like, I mean, this kid didn't even play, or he played like, I don't know. He wasn't a hockey player, but he was trying to fight me. And I'm like, dude.
Bad idea, kid.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, like, you're like 18. I'm 30 and my wife and kids are in the stands. I can't fight you right now. Like, and he was like, hey, you want to go? Want to see? And I'm like, dude, one, I'll like crush your face. Like, I will beat the wheels out off you. You know, like, I will literally like staple your eyes shut, you know? And
were you still in the league at this point?
Yeah, I was still on the Penguins.
So then why would you even challenge? Like, that just sounds so stupid.
And like the NHLers, guys are going hard and they're trying to get a good sweat. And like, I'm not sure if I clipped him by accident or something, but like, he tripped me and I'm like, you know, obviously not going to let this kid. So I tripped him back, and then he kind of turned around and he goes, what are you going to do? And
I'm like, oh, so he had some motive. Oh, yeah. Maybe it wasn't stupid. There was some motive involved here.
I was like, what? And then I, you know, obviously started to threaten his life with everything. And then I'm like, I go off the ice. I'm like sitting in Ice Castle on the bench and I'm going, this kid's like 19. I got my wife and my daughter. I can't do this right now.
You don't want to go home and be like,
and what?
Why did you absolutely beat the you know what out of that kid, TK?
I can't win.
What were you doing, TK?
Yeah, I can't win. And even like, imagine if you got a lucky shot and the first time my daughter's watching me play in the summer, I get dropped by some kid, you know, in my, you know, it's just like, but that was the only time where I was like, all right, I'm not playing against, you know, these men's league guys, but you know, with McDavid, I would think you'd have an enforcer just watching his back, you know?
So we are now a week away from the MLB trade deadline. There are a lot of rumors around some of the Pirates like Mitch Keller, David Bednar, Dennis Santana. How were you and how were members of your team able to handle those types of rumors? Like, do you hear them when like national reporters are putting out, you know, the Rangers are interested in Tyler Kennedy or the Panthers are interested in Jordan Staal, stuff like that? Did you guys hear those types of rumblings?
Well, I don't know if my name got pushed around that much, because I'm not sure if I was like that big of a name, but when I was on the Penguins, it was always like, I don't want to be the guy getting traded to a bad team for a good player to make a playoff push. Because my 6 years here, we'd always make huge moves at the deadline to go and try to win.
Yeah, to add.
Like Ray Shero, that's all he played to win every year. And you were always just hoping, please don't be me going the other way, going like Kobe to go to Atlanta, you know, going to a team that doesn't have a sniff. And then when I went to San Jose, I didn't have any luck in San Jose. I never played well. I just, things didn't workout in San Jose. And I was like the first time at trade deadline. I never heard anything. My agent didn't tell me. He just said, are you healthy? And I'm like, yeah, I'm healthy. He goes, you might get traded tomorrow. I'm like, oh. And I didn't really worry about it. You know, I only had my wife. We can go wherever we want. We had no commitment with kids. But I thought I squeaked through it again. But I was half dressed going on to the ice for pregame skate. And he called me and Andrew Desjardins in. And obviously, as soon as the GM goes, hey, can we talk to you? You know you got traded.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, where are we going? Please, somewhere with a palm tree. Please, somewhere with a palm tree. You know, but...
No, not going back to Canada? You don't want to go back home?
No, just...
Give me good weather.
Yeah, somewhere nice, you know, or somewhere that's got a good team. So I went to Long Island, and Andrew Desjardins went to Chicago, and he won a cup there. And I was like, oh, they couldn't pick me up, did they, on Chicago? You know, but yeah, it's crazy because as soon as you get traded, they pack your stuff. You get out of that room, your stuff's packed up, and you're like out of that room. Like you're not part of the team anymore. And you don't hear from anyone else. You hear from some of the your teammates going, hey, thanks, you're awesome. Hopefully see you soon, good luck. But like for the staff of the NHL team, like they don't associate with you.
Not even like the coaches, they don't say anything?
They say, hey, thanks, I don't know why it didn't work out. And I was like, it's because you didn't play me enough. That's why, Todd McLellan. You know,
it's an answer to everything.
You didn't put me on the power play. You put the same guys every year on the power play. You never won a cup in San Jose. But anyways, yeah, we had a little, they have like a little like, hey, I don't know why I worked out. Sorry, good luck, this and that. I'm like, at that time, you're like, well, you kind of unleash on the coach because you can, because he has no effect on your career. You know, you're just like, yeah, you're, you know. So Andrew went in to talk to Doug Wilson first, and I went to talk to the coach. And that's when, you know, the coach is like, I don't know why it didn't work out. We love you, TK, this and that. I'm like, well, one, you're a healthy scratch me every third game. I wasn't on the power play.
So you weren't biting your tongue. You're letting it loose.
You can like, and he's going, well, that's like, you know, we didn't think you were playing well enough. I'm like, well, you know, you run with the same guys. Like you unleash on the coach and he unleashes on you. And after you're like, all right, see ya. You know, and you walk
that's
out.
That's it. You don't talk again for a long period of
time.
Yeah,
you get outside the like the rink and you're like, all right, what's going on? And then within a half hour, you get a call from like, I got a call from Long Island, like the Islanders, and it was their PR or, you know, their travel person. And he's like, hey, we got a plane for you. 3 hours. We're gonna grab your stuff. We'll meet you in Dallas. We'll figure everything else out later. So I went home, told my wife, hey, I'm jumping on a plane in an hour and a half. I'll let you know where I land, you know. And she's kind of just, she waited there for like a week until I got to Long Island. And she was actually pregnant. And we stayed in a hotel for like three and a half months. And she was so pregnant and puking and all that stuff in the room. And I was just like, oh my God.
Man.
And we were like a motel. Like,
how did you play through that? Well?
Yeah, I played well in Long Island. I came out of the gates pretty hot. I had great, I had a little bit of a jump in my step. I felt good. It's like starting over and you get to prove yourself that you're a good player. So I had a pretty good finisher to that year. But it was so different going from Pittsburgh to San Jose to Long Island. Like I went from like the best organization that spent endless amount of money on you. They'd get you, if you wanted a stick, they'd get you 10. If you wanted to eat healthy, they'd have the best meals. They'd have the best drinks, the best shakes. I went to San Jose. They were kind of figuring out, but they weren't that great. I went to Long Island, and this Long Island's obviously the Islanders have changed a lot with like how they treat their players. But I tell this all the time. I was like, okay. And they actually had me sit beside John Tavares. And after a game,